Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Welcome to R/ Am I Wrong? Where OP is in an interracial marriage with a white guy and discovers that her husband is racist. Our next Reddit post is from Throwaway. I kicked out my husband after finding out that he was trying to cheat with our daughter's best friend. I'm a 37-year-old woman, and I've been married to my husband, Joshua, who's 38, for 15 years. We also have a daughter, Dia, who's 19, and her best friend is a girl named Aaliyah, who's also 19. Me and Joshua are very close with Aaliyah's parents. Some relevant context is that I'm Indian, and so are Aaliyah's parents. Joshua is white. I was sent screenshots of deeply inappropriate text messages from Aaliyah's dad that were sent from Joshua to Aaliyah. These texts were exchanged 2 months ago. My husband was coming on to Aaliyah and venting to her. She kept telling him to cut it out, that she wasn't interested, and threatened to tell me what he was doing and saying unless he didn't stop texting her, which my husband did. In those texts, there were some truly disgusting things said about my skin color and our daughter's skin color. Joshua said that he wished both me and our daughter were light-skinned like Aaliyah, so we weren't such embarrassments to bring around his family and coworkers. Joshua even went so far as to say that he wished he could divorce me and marry someone like Aaliyah to try again at a blended family. Sorry, I gotta stop here. This is so confusing. How is this guy both racist, but also a racist who wants to be in an interracial relationship? Yo, this guy's weird. Aaliyah's dad said that he wanted to kill my husband, but he would wait for me to confront him before doing anything. I was disgusted and horrified at what those texts said, but held out the tiniest amount of hope that maybe they were fake, so I waited for Joshua to get home. He didn't even bother to deny it when I showed the text to him and just begged me to forgive him, saying that it was a stressful time in his life, that he didn't know what he was doing, and he hasn't tried anything with Aaliyah or anyone else since. I just told him to get out of my side, and I didn't want to see him for the time being. My husband seemed disappointed, but packed a bag before leaving for my mother-in-law's house. That was 2 days ago, and I haven't spoken to anyone except my daughter and my mother-in-law. I haven't told Dia what happened, and instead just told her that Joshua and I had a fight, so her dad is staying elsewhere for a while. Joshua hasn't tried to contact me, except for asking me when he could come back, which I didn't respond to. My mother-in-law is begging for me to accept my husband back so that we can talk it out and move past it. She said that I shouldn't throw away 15 years of marriage over a few texts. Well, OP, to be clear, you're not throwing away your marriage over a few texts. You're throwing away your marriage because your husband tried to cheat with someone literally half his age. And he made racist remarks against both you and your daughter. How is that not a deal breaker? The cheating is bad enough. But to say racist things against his own daughter. God, I'm trying to imagine how she would feel, how the daughter would feel to read this text message. Your father says, I'm disgusted by my daughter's skin tone. Ugh, that's so bad. I can't even get over how dumb this guy is. How does this guy hate dark skin tones and then marry an Indian woman? What? Buddy, dude, what did you expect? Our next Reddit post is from Broadway Infidelity. She made me wait almost 4 years for intercourse, but she slept with him in a week. Am I wrong to be angry about this? I was in a relationship with my now ex-girlfriend, I guess, for 5 years. We didn't passionately hug until we were 4 years in because she wanted to wait until it felt right. I respected that wholeheartedly. Of course I wanted to, but I loved her more than I wanted to passionately hug, so I waited until she blatantly told me that she was ready. And she dragged me to the bedroom herself. Recently, she told me that she wanted to take a step back from our relationship and said that she wasn't in the right mind space to be with me. I was hurt, but she assured me that she loved me and would be with me again when she got her mind right. We remained friends and talked daily. I was excited for the day that we could get back together. At the beginning of this month, she started ranting to me about this gross guy in her friend circle who wouldn't stop hitting on her and looking at her body. She called him an F-boy. I was annoyed and told her to stay away from a weirdo like that. She told me she would and called him a creep. And then, a couple of days later, she calls me to tell me that they just passionately hugged. She said that she didn't know how it happened so fast, she couldn't believe she did it, etc., etc. I was shattered, but wanted to at least make sure that it was consensual, and she said that it was, but I wasn't thinking straight. I was shaking all over, nauseous, the whole nine yards. She called me while I was headed to take a major test. I somehow managed to finish the test, but as soon as I was done, I ran outside the classroom and threw up. She sent me multiple texts apologizing, saying that it meant nothing and that she's just in a bad place. I told her that I couldn't speak to her at that moment. What she did hurts, but how she did it hurts the most. How could she have done this with a guy that she barely knew? Such a creepy one at that. She could have done this so easily, but she took her sweet time with me? I feel disgusted and angry. There's so much rage. A part of me feels guilty about how I feel, since I know that she didn't owe me passionate hugging, and she owns her own body. I'm not usually anywhere close to a misogynist, but why is this such a slap in the face? I feel like my heart was just B-slapped. Also, down in the comments, OP adds a relevant detail. I'm 21 and she's 20. We got together at ages 16 and 15, and we lost our virginities to one another. OP, man, I don't know how to tell you this. She's just not that into you. I guess she likes you, maybe you're the safe choice and she likes spending time with you, but in terms of like sexual attraction, she's just not that into you. She is into this other guy, or I guess I could say he's into her, if you catch my meaning. I mean, it sucks. It really sucks. I feel for you. It's just, you gotta move on. This is 5 years down the drain. That's just how it goes sometimes. And not only is it unjust that she would disrespect your relationship this way, but also she dumped you so she could go screw other guys and then calls you up to talk about her exploits. It almost feels like rubbing salt in the wound. This girl is not a catch, OP. Move on. Oh, God. Listen to this comment. This gets so much worse. I forgot to add that for some reason, she felt that it was very important to let me know that they used no protection and he, you know, inside of her. It's important to note that we used condoms every single time. So that's an extra layer of gut stab on top of knowing that she could be diseased or pregnant, which completely burns any possibility of us getting back together. Not like that was ever a real possibility anyhow. Yo, why is she telling him this stuff? This feels malicious. Is she, man, I'm trying to get into the mindset of this woman. Is she telling him all these sordid details because she wants forgiveness? Because she wants to hurt him? because she just loves gossip and she can't help herself? I really don't know, but none of these explanations paint a very pleasant picture of her. Am I wrong for embarrassing a woman in a WhatsApp group chat for hitting on my boyfriend? I'm in a WhatsApp group with my boyfriend, this woman named Megan, and some other guys. We all met at a party for the first time, and Megan created the group for meetups at the pub quiz. At that particular party, Megan didn't exchange phone numbers with my boyfriend, but she told a guy who did have his number to add him, and then my boyfriend added me and the other guys. Megan was already hitting on my boyfriend at the party, or so I thought, but I gave her the benefit of the doubt. My boyfriend did nothing inappropriate, and at first, he thought that maybe she didn't know that we were a couple, but I told him that she did because she was complimenting him even when talking to me for the first time. For example, "Your boyfriend is so good." My boyfriend said that even if he found Megan to be lame, he couldn't uninvite her because she created the group. She didn't even save my phone number into her phone. I have no idea if she's talking to my boyfriend in private. We were at the pub quiz last night, and she was all over him. Never touchy, but giving him compliments about his skills and physical appearance, talking about her upcoming Botox procedure, and generally being very friendly, but you could tell that she wasn't like that with the other guys. Both my boyfriend and I ignored her. He's very friendly, and he was as friendly with her as he was with me and the others. That's it. When we got home, I posted the bill on the WhatsApp group because I paid and everyone else needed to pay me back. Megan said that she shouldn't have ordered the second beer because she was so drunk and only talked to my boyfriend about work instead of having an interesting conversation. And she said that next time, maybe we should all get drunk. Me and my boyfriend stay sober and everyone knows that. I told her, "It's fine. I have enough interesting conversations with my boyfriend to compensate for the topics that she discusses." She she asked me why I don't want to drink, and I said, "So that I don't make a fool out of myself hitting on taken guys." Now the group chat went silent, and my boyfriend is a bit sad that the dynamic of our pub quiz group might change. OP, you're completely in the clear here. Everyone who's in a relationship has a right to defend their territory, so to speak. Also, I feel bad for the guy because he genuinely didn't seem interested, and it's natural for him to be bummed out because this cool event that he was going to is getting ruined by this stupid girl. My husband cheated on me at a bachelor party. Am I wrong? 12 years ago, we got married. I didn't want to know all the details of his bachelor party. Like, I already knew that strippers were going to be all over him. But in short, I know that his bachelor's party was typical. He went to a strip club, he got very drunk, and they rented a bunch of hotels to sleep over the bar across the street. That's all I really knew. But he never told me that he slept with his mail-ordered slut. His friends hired two escorts for my husband to choose from. He chose the better-looking one. We had reunited with one of his friends, and that came up in conversation. My husband looked unhinged while his friend was telling the story. I stopped and said, "You did what?" I kept yelling and cursing at him, and he was so confused why I was acting ghetto on him. I told him he cheated on me, but he got mad at me for such an accusation. He said that is literally what bachelor parties are for. He said, "You're stuck sleeping with only one woman for the rest of your life, so you have to get it out and bang a really hot one at the bachelor party." I was like, "Huh? I've literally never heard of this, but I'm also not accustomed to American tradition, so I don't know if this is actually true." But based on movies, it sometimes looks like he's telling the truth. It sounds crazy, though. For my bachelorette party, I just got an expensive hotel room with all my girlfriends, and we got drunk and enjoyed ourselves. I feel so betrayed, but it was also more than a decade ago, and we have 3 children now, a happy marriage and a life. This bothers me so much that he did this before we got married, but it was a long time ago. I'm just so shocked that this is normal in Western wedding traditions. OP, I hate to break it to you, but this is not normal. I mean, yeah, it does happen, but just because it occasionally happens, that doesn't make it okay. I think most Western women, or men for that matter, are not okay with their partners cheating on their bachelor/bachelorette party. I'm sorry this happened to you, OP.
That was r/AmIWrong, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.